Hello again from Lisa and Dorothy at the Rafiki Africa Farm and Lighthouse Academy. It was another gorgeous morning here. As a matter of fact, I was up a little bit earlier, about 7 o'clock this time, about 11 p.m. your time. And I must admit, it was a morning that maybe I could have had a very, very light sweater on, probably about 69, 70 degrees. Now, Dorothy, it was kind of funny. I was walking to school the other day with one of the school social workers, Eddie, who we met earlier, and he told me that 70 is cold. Too cold, you need to wear a sweater when it's 70 degrees. And that makes me laugh. But I have noticed that some of the kids come to school with these very heavy wool sweaters that we would wear this time of the year back home.
Yeah, actually, it's funny because most people here think 70 or 60 to 70 is really cold. They have to wear a sweater. So I get the same reaction when I'm walking around without a sweater when it's 70 because I'm just loving it, knowing that back at home right now, it's freezing cold. But that's what they do around here. They love their sweaters.
Yeah, and I'm a person that always needs a sweater. I'm always cold. But 70 in the gazebo in the morning has been perfect. And then I see these kids wearing these huge sweaters.
Yeah, I know. I always feel like telling them to take them off. But since they're not used to it, it's probably best that they just keep their sweaters on.
Hey, Dorothy, the last time that I was here, local artist, local Lancaster artist, Julia Swartz, was very generous and did an original painting of a picture that I took. The Chicken Lady, we called her, and it really looked like one of Julia's paintings. And I do think of her paintings when I'm here because she uses a lot of the same colors, some of the greens and blues. And we actually auctioned off an original painting that she did of my photo and made a lot of money for Rafiki. How is that money being used?
So we used the money to build a tailoring center and a computer center, which is two rooms that we use for skill training for our tailoring program, which helps a lot of the women and girls to come out and learn how to do tailoring, and then they take that skill to start a business or to work for someone. And then just this year we are using part of the building to start a computer skill training. So it's really been helpful. It's really been a blessing to empower the local women through that support from Julia Schwartz.
Yeah, you are doing so many other things, the tailoring, the women's program. We focused on that the last time that I was here. We also spent more time with the older kids, but this trip has been more about the little ones.
Yeah, we realized that we need to do that. If we don't support the entire family unit, just giving education to one child doesn't break the cycle of poverty. It takes a really long time. By the time they finish their education, the other kids in the family, the parents have been affected by different things. So empowering the parents at the same time giving the kids education, we've found is the easiest or one of the better solutions or approaches to eradicating poverty in a family.
Mm-hmm. RafikiAfrica.org. Again, scroll down, look for my picture, click that yellow Donate Now button for more information and to donate. Back to you.